Protests continue for a third day in Brooklyn Center, a Minneapolis suburb where 20-year-old Dante Wright was fatally shot by police officer Kim Potter. Although Officer Potter and the chief of police, Tim Gannon, both resigned, protesters and civil rights activists are demanding the officer be prosecuted. Here's Jaylani Hussain, executive director of the Minnesota Chapter of CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations.
We are demanding, as the mayor asked the governor of the state of Minnesota, we were on a call just earlier, to assign a special prosecutor and charge this officer with murder. We want her in chains now.
Yes, sir.
If you want peace, we demand justice. If you want peace, we demand justice.
Protesters gathered outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department and rallied in March to the FBI office demanding justice for Dante Wright. The 20-year-old was pulled over for hanging air freshener in his rearview mirror Sunday. He called his mother, asking what to do. It would be their last conversation. Katie Wright calls the day of her son's death the worst day of her life.
It was on a FaceTime, and she said, she was crying and screaming, and she said that they shot him. And she pointed the phone towards the driver's seat, and my son was laying there, unresponsive. That was the last time that I see my son. That's the last time I heard from my son, and I have had no explanation since then.
Chief of Police Tim Gannon also resigned after he viewed the officer's body camera footage and called the fatal shooting an accident. He said Officer Potter mistook her firearm for a taser gun as officers tried to arrest Wright for a warrant, and he got back into his car. She fired a single shot, killing him. Wright's family attorney, Jeff Strom, and Wright's aunt, Nikema Wright, says it was no accident.
An accident is glass knocking over a glass of milk.
Come on.
It's not an accident to take your gun out of the holster. It's not an accident to point your gun.
Right.
It's not an accident to ignore the fact that what you're holding doesn't weigh the same amount as the taser that you used in training hundreds of times.
They murdered my nephew. She killed my nephew.
Listen.
Every pistol, every taser, it has a safety on it. She saw that she had to release that. I watched that video like everybody else watched that video. That woman held that gun out in front of her for a long damn time. A long damn time.
Yes, she did.
My nephew was 20 years old. 20 years old!
The shooting comes as the Minneapolis area is already on edge over former police officer Derek Chauvin's murder trial in the death of George Floyd. Police are enforcing a curfew from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. that remains in effect, but that protesters continue to defy. Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott says he hopes the officers' resignations will help calm crowds of protesters.
The officers stepping down has the effect, I think, of speaking to one of the things that the community, that folks who have been out here protesting have been calling for, and that is that the officer should be relieved of her duties. And so, you know, I'm hoping that this will help bring some calm to the community, although you know, I think ultimately people want justice. They want, you know, full accountability under the law. And so that's what we're going to continue to work for.
Hundreds have gathered for a third day after 40 people were arrested the night before for breaking curfew. Police fired gas canisters and flashed bang grenades to control the crowd. The move was criticized. Community members also slammed the police for hanging a blue line flag that's been associated with police solidarity, calling it incendiary. The flag has also been used by white supremacists. City Mayor Elliott says the flag has since been taken down. He says the city council has also passed a resolution banning tear gas, rubber bullets, kettling, and hiding badge numbers in response to the crackdown on protests of Wright's death. Protests have also taken place in Oakland, New York, Washington, D.C., and Minneapolis. According to the Gun Violence Archive, 262 people have been injured or killed by police gun violence this year. That's more than two people each day. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.